Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for this Friday, 25 June 2021. The 1st of July coming up next week already. June has nearly left the building. Big weekend plans. What do you got going? I'm out of town this weekend. I decided. So here's what happened. As we were talking about vacations, and it's just difficult for us on the fan to all three coordinate vacation time off and everything. And so this kind of just came up on me this available week.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured I better take it now because I don't know when I'm going to be able to take my next week. So that's why it was kind of an impromptu decision. But I'm going to go down and see my mom. Haven't seen her since before the pandemic started. So it's time. We've got to get down there and make sure everything's cool. So
right,
I'm packing up Rhino and we're hopping in the old Buick and we're driving down to South Carolina tomorrow morning. So it'll be an interesting drive.
I can't wait to see how it goes with Rhino.
I know, me too. So I'm going to have to stop somewhere halfway or so, which will be in Kentucky. Do you remember back when the Badgers played Kentucky in the Final Four?
Sure.
And we had their play-by-play guy on TV,
right,
or on the radio.
You stay at his house?
I don't think I'll stay at his house, but that was set up by a friend of mine, this guy I grew up with, who now lives and works in Lexington and has connection. They actually made a movie about the Kentucky basketball program. So he has connections with the program.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we got that interview set up. I called my old friend, and he called his buddy, the play-by-play guy, and we got it set up. But I was thinking that I should call him. I know he lives in the Lexington area. I don't know exactly where, but I'm going to try to at least meet up with him, either going down or coming back. So that'll be fun. I haven't seen him in
right
since, I don't remember. It's been a long time, so that would be cool. And then the rest of the way, and then Mom gets to meet Rhino. So that'll be fun.
Be a big meeting. You'll have to film it.
Oh, my fun grandchild!
It's the only one she's getting from me. So
right.
I hope she likes him. How about you?
Well, this weekend, Gabby's got a soccer tournament in Appleton. Rain in the forecast. I got those nice new big umbrellas from Home Depot, $4.97 each. We'll see if they were worth it, or if I'll find out that's why they're $4.97, which, by the way, is an odd price to begin with.
$4.97. Better than $4.99.
It is. A couple pennies saved, but that's about it. Last tournament. Soccer season ends next Tuesday, at least until fall, so then the summer is kind of off. I mean, there's kids are still doing
things. Well, how did the tryouts go yesterday?
Well, we won't find out what team she's. I don't know if she gets her. They call them offers. They offer the kids. There's three different levels. There's the MLS, I believe, or MRS. I'm not sure what it is. It's this high level where you travel all around the country and stuff, and we're just not going to be that committed. But I don't know if she's ready for it. So she didn't try out for that. So she tried out for the state level team, which is still some traveling around the state to Madison, La Crosse, to the other side of the state, down to Milwaukee, and then there's the Classic, which is really more in just in this region. So she tried out for the state team, and I don't know if we find out today or not, and I hope my comments yesterday on the radio didn't work against her and all that stuff, but
is she
that's about it.
Uptight about it, or is she
not really?
No.
Not really.
Will she be disappointed if she doesn't make one team or the other?
She'll be disappointed, but she'll be over it in a matter of minutes.
Okay.
Mom and Dad will probably be more disappointed. That's the one thing that I've learned, actually, Bill, coaching kids hockey primarily, is that the wins and the losses mean so much more to the parents and the coach than they do to the kids. It's a fact.
Yeah.
It's crazy. The kids lose, and by the time they're out of the locker room, they've all forgotten about it, while Mom and Dad and coach are still stewing. Seriously, it's crazy.
Yeah, I know, man.
It is. So I think she has a good shot at making it, though. So I think we find out.
Because I know my niece, Lauren, was very upset, disappointed when she didn't make a volleyball team she was trying out for last year. So that's why I asked.
Yeah.
So good luck to her, and good luck to you this weekend. Have fun, stay dry, and I'll see you in a week.
I hope those umbrellas work. Safe travels, my friend.
You got it. See you later, and I will tune into Rookie next week starting Monday. I'll be back a week from Monday for the Bill and Rookie Experience right here on The Fan.